I'm Dave Nordman, the executive editor of the Telegram and Gazette, joined on this Voice of Business by Stephanie Silva, the new program and events coordinator at the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you, Dave.
Stephanie, you're fairly new to the chamber. Welcome, your first Voice of Business. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became, a member of the chamber community.
Absolutely. Thank you. So I just started back in February, so I'm still new. I'm going to label myself new for a while here, since there's a lot to learn and a lot of people to meet.
I still consider myself the new guy here.
There you go. So it's been a great transition. My background is in hospitality. So I started in restaurant hospitality. I worked for a large restaurant company for a little over 12 years. I did planning and coordinating of new restaurant locations and relocations. So I definitely have the event and coordinating background. It was just in restaurants at first. And then I kept getting the pull to do more local and smaller event type of planning. So then I transitioned into hotels. And I was recently just in the hotel business for the past 3 years. And that was a great experience because I learned how to do small corporate planning events. And then I transitioned into large social gatherings. So your galas, your award dinners, and then your multicultural weddings.
Wow. That seems like you bring a lot of experience to the table, and you're a Worcester native as well.
That's right. Yes. Proud of this city, born and raised. I went through Worcester Public Schools. I did go to Westfield State for a few years, mm-hmm. but I loved Worcester so much, so I came back and finished at Worcester State University.
Yeah. And that sort of that experience and events kind of combined with that local knowledge, do you feel like, I know it's early on in your time at the chamber, but do you feel like that local knowledge with your experience is kind of like the best of both worlds?
I really do. Absolutely. You know, I'm so proud of this city. I'm so proud to actually work for it. This is my first time working in Worcester, and I'm just so excited to continue to make those connections. And I have a lot of friends that own businesses, so just to bring them to the chamber and get them excited and to see what everything that we have to offer is really exciting.
Yeah. So, everybody assumes they know what an events, coordinator or events planner, does. Tell me, kind of take me through kind of the day-to-day in a program and events coordinator and what your daily routine looks like.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of what our normal now, right, is virtual planning. So unfortunately, we're not planning any live events. And certainly all of 2020, the chamber had to transition to virtual events and offering all that we could on Zoom. So that's really been what I've been focusing on right now. So getting in touch with just phenomenal speakers and panelists, working with them, making those connections, and then offering seminar programs, roundtables, networking events, still all on Zoom. So it's a different kind of planning, but it's certainly something that we at the Chamber think is important to keep going even during these times.
Yeah, and Tim and I talk every week on the Voice of Business, and it is, I'm always amazed at the level of speakers that the Chamber is able to, kind of land. And I would suspect that it's, doing it virtually has its challenges, but it might also present some opportunities to bring in speakers that you may not necessarily be able to get in person.
Absolutely. Yes. So scheduling conflicts are always the hardest hurdle to overcome, especially when you have keynote speakers or like you said, high level speakers that just are busy. And we are able to secure these folks because no matter where they are, they can hop on a Zoom and talk to us. So it's been a really blessing in disguise for us this year.
Yeah, and segues into my next kind of topic is some of the events that are upcoming. One is at 10 a.m. on Wednesday today. Talk about that event. It's a topic that a lot of people are at the top of their minds these days.
Yeah, today's a good one. So this is actually called Can Employers Require Their Employees to Get the COVID Vaccine? So as vaccines are happening, we're knowing everyone who's getting them, we're getting them ourselves. It is that topic that is really important for our chamber members and their businesses to understand. So we're going to have a health representative, a legal representative, and then an HR representative. So you certainly, I know it's short notice, but if you can hop on that, you won't want to miss it.
Yeah, 10 a.m. And those who do want to hop on, how would they go about tuning in?
Yep, they can just go on to the Chamber website, so WorcesterChamber.org, click on our events calendar, and they can register right there, and they'll get sent the Zoom link right into their email.
And employers and vaccines, I know off the air we talked about, you know, the importance, and everybody's sort of in that, you know, in that waiting game. Some people have already gotten vaccines, some, you know, haven't got their vaccines yet. And I'm sure employers are wondering, you know, do I need to make my, you know, employees get vaccinated? I'm sure everybody kind of wants them to, but, you know, this is going to answer a lot of questions for people.
Absolutely. Yes. And I, you know, even just getting a little glimpse of the deck ahead of time, I'm already learning so much. So it's going to be a good one.
And kind of, you know, turning the page a day later, on Thursday at 4, you'll have your business after hours.
Yeah. So again, even though it's different times for us and we can't meet all together, we still have our networking events virtually. So it's still important to create those connections and to keep our affiliates connected with us. So we're going to be hosting our business after hours with Auburn, Blackstone Valley, Central Mass South, Wachusett area, and then Webster, Dudley, Oxford. So it is going to be a jam-packed business after hours. We're really excited. Everybody's going to talk about what's new with their chambers. We're going to have some networking breakout groups, and we have raffle prizes to give away.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I know the Telegram and Gazette readers are familiar with all of those satellite chambers through the Chamber Corner in the Sunday Telegram, but it's nice to actually hear them, I think, talk through what's new at the different satellite offices.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So kind of looking ahead, you know, it never stops. You know, you've got one of my favorite events of the year, the Worcesterpreneurs event, coming up in the beginning of May.
Oh, gosh, yes. This is such a good one. So this registration is open. There will be a panel of, you know, business success stories. There's a resource panel discussion, keynote speakers. And this is just an incredible opportunity for attendees to network with their resource partners and supporters to learn more about, you know, what they can get. So this is really open to new businesses, immigrant entrepreneurs, women-owned, minority-owned, veteran-owned, millennial-owned. Everybody is welcome to come, because the information that you're going to get from this is truly invaluable.
Yeah, and I know talking to Tim Murray, President and CEO of the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce, this is one of his favorite events every year as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, in looking down the road, I asked him last week, I said, there has to be a golf tournament in here somewhere, right? I mean, the weather's getting warm, the WooSox are about to start, you know, but you do have a golf tournament coming up?
We do. So June 21st.
Are you involved in planning that as well?
I absolutely am. Let me tell you, Dave, I've learned more about golf in these past 2 months than I thought I ever would in my life.
I've been to a lot of events and attended a lot of seminars, and I think the first question everybody asks is, yeah, but you have it. When's the golf tournament?
Yeah,
it seems to be that one event that everybody marks on their social calendars every year, and I'm sure it's the same with the chamber event.
It is. It is so exciting, and I had the chance to go to Charter Oak Country Club, where we'll be hosting the golf tournament. Beautiful grounds, beautiful golf course. Everybody's been emailing me, all of our members, saying, you know, we can't wait. Everyone's signing up. How can we help? So we're looking for a really great turnout and hoping for a really bright, beautiful day.
And kind of before we wrap up here, kind of going back to the beginning, 10 a.m. Today, WorcesterChamber.org, and just refresh our listeners what's going on.
Yes. So today is our seminar series, Can Employers Require Their Employees to Get the COVID Vaccine, at 10 a.m.
Awesome. That is Stephanie Silva, the new program and events coordinator at the Worcester Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us, Stephanie.
Thank you, Dave. So happy to be here.
We'll do it again.
All right.